Welcoming now Bob Kiekheffer, the UPI racing writer who has been on top of the situation at Arlington Park. I laid it out for you in the first half of the program, but essentially Churchill Downs Incorporated, the owners of Arlington, announced earlier this year plans to sell that historic racetrack and the land on which it sits. And now we have a new player in the game. As of this week, it sounds like one of the iconic franchises in the NFL could be, well, bearing down on Arlington Heights, Illinois as a location for a new stadium. Bob Kiekheffer has the latest. Bob, welcome, my friend.
Thank you very much, bearing down.
Is this legit?
How much more of this I can bear, Mike?
Well, we could go on and on, couldn't we?
We probably will.
Is this legit?
Well, it depends how you define legit, I guess. The Chicago Bears have a lease at Soldier Field that runs through 2033. The thing was rebuilt about 12 years ago from the ground up, basically. It's not ideal for them because it's not really, it's the smallest stadium in the NFL, I believe. And the traffic getting in and out of it on a football Sunday is pretty awful. But they would love to have a nicer place to play football. But I think the general consensus is that they would love to have a nicer place to play football on the lakeshore in Chicago than in Arlington Heights. They have a history, Mike, of using a proposed move to Arlington Heights as a lever to get the city to grant them concessions for their lease in Chicago. This goes all the way back to the 1970s when Mayor Richard J. Daley, old Mayor Daley, got apoplectic the first time that the Bears suggested moving out of town. And they said if they ever moved to Arlington Heights, they'd have to be called the Arlington Heights Chicago, the Bears, not the Chicago Bears. So the question is, are they serious or is this just something that's forced the city to give them something they want? I think if you look at the overall scheme of things, do they have a plan to build a new stadium? Do they have a design? They haven't showed one. How long would it take them to do this? How much are they willing to pay for some land that they'd be sitting on for years before they could ever actually do anything with it? What kind of development could they build around a stadium? My first thought is, and my second and third thoughts are, the Bears in Arlington Heights would be a pretty long shot. Now, that's not the real question, though, is it? What's the real question? Can Churchill Downs sell this land?
Yeah.
A lot of people seem to think that they're not, that whatever the Bears are bidding, who knows what that is, that whatever they're bidding, there may not be a bid that meets Churchill Downs' minimum, so to speak, reserve not attained, and they might have to hang on to it. It's so much of it's up in the air. The only other bid we know about is one that was submitted by Roy Arnold, who was the president of Arlington back in the day. And he's put together a group that includes the Illinois Thoroughbred Horsemen Association. They want to buy the land, keep the track up running, and use a lot of the unused portion of the property to do some development. We can talk about how that would work for as long as you want to, but that's where they stand. As far as we know for sure, there are only two bids. Those are the only two we know of. People say there are more. No one's really hinted at who they might be. Meanwhile, there we sit. I travel around the world going to racetracks, and I've never seen one anywhere more beautiful than Arlington. And I see bulldozers poised outside the gates now. It's a sad situation.
Yeah, and it's one of the more pristine racetracks that you'll go to, not just here in the United States, but anywhere in the world. It's so spectacular, and it would certainly be a loss, not just for racing in the state of Illinois, Bob, but for racing as a whole. To lose Arlington Park and the history and the beauty that it represents and possesses, it would just be devastating.
Well, that's right. I mean, it was the first track in the United States, well, not the first. I mean, you know, there have been other international races in the U.S., the UN and a few others. But the owners before Dick Duchossois came up with the idea of the Arlington Million, and they created the first million-dollar thoroughbred horse race on the turf with the idea that it would become an international race. And Duchossois really poured his heart and soul into that. He put Arlington on the map internationally. To this day, I mean, today as we sit here, there are people still interested in Europe in sending horses to Arlington for the reduced Arlington Million program this year because they like Arlington that much. It really did raise the visibility of U.S. racing worldwide and has maintained that at a very high level all these 35 years. So it's beautiful. You've been there, Mike. We've sat there in the paddock during the Arlington Million Day. And you know, trees and flowers and the beautiful balconies. And I have a picture of Cigar parading around in that walking ring before his citation challenge. I don't know.
Well, the ball is in Churchill's court, CDI's court, because they can accept or not accept any of the offers that they get, including the offer from Roy Arnold and his group, the former president of Arlington Park, and Mike Campbell, the president of the Horsemen's Group in Illinois, had a quote in an article that was published in the TDN by Bill Finley this past week, and he said Churchill has two ways of going. He said they can reject this offer, but if they do, it brings up all sorts of issues about antitrust allegations that are currently floating around that the Attorney General may be looking at. So there are several layers still yet to be peeled back, aren't there, Bob?
Yes, there are. And you know, the issue of antitrust is something that they floated a couple of weeks ago and sent to the AG's office. As far as I know, the Attorney General hasn't seized that bait yet. There was another suggestion from former Governor Jim Edgar, who is a breeder and owner, that our current governor, J.B. Pritzker, could use his influence with Churchill Downs Incorporated by threatening their casino license applications in Illinois if they don't do something that we'd like to see happen at Arlington. Pritzker hasn't bitten on that either. So, you know, I think the odds are that all of that stuff is good talk, but it's going to come down to a financial decision by Churchill Downs Incorporated on behalf of their investors as to what's best for them. It's going to be dollars and cents. And this is not, as far as I can see, a good time to be selling a parcel of land like that. If it were houses, maybe so. But I think it's entirely possible they won't get a bid that they're going to consider to be acceptable. And then what? You know, that truly opens up a whole other can of worms.
Yeah, where does it go from there? If indeed they don't get a bid that they feel is acceptable, where does it go from there?
Well, here's the way I would see that playing out. For one thing, this is a little complicated, but whoever runs that track is entitled to what we in Illinois call recapture, which is money that's taken by the track from the purse account, in theory, to compensate the track for revenue loss due to the advent of full-card simulcasting. It's way complicated. The horsemen hate it with good reason. But it amounts to about $4 million a year off the top. So that's sitting out there. If Arlington or if Churchill Downs were to keep the track, keep the property, and apply for racing dates for 2022 and be granted the racing dates, they'd be entitled to that $4 million. I don't think they're losing money at Arlington, given the structure up there and what they've done to cut back on expenses. So, maybe they keep it running for another year. Maybe they keep it running for another couple of years. And here's something else. People say, well, the Illinois Racing Board would never, ever give Churchill Downs Incorporated a license to run again after the way they've treated Illinois. But there's a complication there. If Arlington's closed next year, and Hawthorne is the only race course in the Chicago area running, then the thoroughbred horsemen and the standardbred horsemen have to compete for racing dates at Hawthorne. And that means that we'd only have a partial season for thoroughbred racing, and that's not going to work. So something has to be done to provide – well, we have to build a new track for the harness racing before this situation can be fully resolved. And that, in typical Illinois fashion, the new harness track is all tied up in all kinds of political considerations too. So, you know, I can see a scenario fairly easily where – Arlington still runs next year.
UPI racing writer Bob Kiekheffer with me here on the Horse Racing Radio Network talking about the situation surrounding Arlington Park in Arlington Heights, Illinois. And as Bob just stated, there is certainly a scenario where Arlington could continue to run into 2022 and throughout that season, and then we'll see where things go from there. So Bob, what's the next steps now? Is it just a waiting game to see what Churchill decides to do?
That's right. They have not set a timetable. They've mentioned a couple of weeks, but it's purely up to them. I think they have an investor call again in July, and I would think that they'd have to provide an update at that point. So maybe we'll know by next month.
And there is no set deadline that has to be met to make this decision.
The only deadline would be if there were a scenario playing out where they wanted to race there next year. They have to apply for racing dates by late August, I think it is, and the dates are awarded at the September Racing Board meeting. So it'll be by the end of the summer that we should know something.
Well, but, let's hope it all gets resolved.
Here's something else. You know, the horsemen want to preserve Arlington for racing, but there's a kind of a dilemma for them in that there's no way that the horsemen, if they bought Arlington, no realistic way that they'd be able to get a casino license for Arlington. So they'd have to run the place based on the revenue that they can get from racing. And I don't think anybody, I mean, I talked to Chris Block about this, and Chris is one of the real voices of reason in the Horsemen's Association. And I said, you know, really, without casino revenue, there's no way that Arlington is going to be able to run for more than $120,000, $150,000 a day. And if we built a new harness track and raced thoroughbreds year-round at Hawthorne with a casino, which is being built, you could run for three times that amount of money. So what is the real, I mean, what's the, you know, what do the horsemen want? Do they want triple the purses, or do they want to maintain the mystique that is Arlington? What's in their best interest? And he said, yeah, he said, that's the scenario I laid out to the organization. What do we really want?
Yeah. As I said, so many different layers to this story, and so many cards still yet to be played, and many of those are held by Churchill Downs, but the folks on the other side hold a few cards too. Bob, listen, really appreciate the visit. I know we were going to try and talk about Royal Ascot, but we haven't. I have to get to a commercial break, so we've run out of time. But go back. I know you're watching it. Go back and enjoy the final day of the Ascot meet. It has been fun.
Mike, it's always a pleasure talking to you. Do it again soon, okay?